Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Just now look at the necklace that he's got on. It is more than the cards, Joe, that we owned back in the day, I would think. From
NIL, baby.
Yeah, I mean, I know. Very nice. Hey there, Quincy. Yeah, have a seat, buddy. You know who this guy is, Quincy? You know who this guy is? All right. Hey, we're a little bit older, so I don't know.
Santa Claus.
He's a golfer. Quincy Rhodes Jr. joins us. Good morning, Quincy. How are you?
I'm doing well. You?
I'm telling him, well, listen, we got Big Joe Klein back in the studio.
I said, hey.
Yeah, I don't know. It's these two big boys, man.
I know. Well, listen, I'm looking. This looks like a John Daly necklace. Roger's back in the studio, too. Can you see his necklace?
Not very good.
No. You can't see it. It's just did you have that
the
made?
White background.
You have that made in Arkansas?
Nah, this was made somewhere in this area.
It's somewhere special. Yeah. Well, hey, listen, congrats on being here. It's a big deal. You get invited. You know, you've been here at the university for several years now. You're sort of the unicorn. Yeah. You know, most guys don't. Maybe not stick around 3 or 4 years, and you've done that. And Coach Silverman was bragging on the fact that at that press conference you made up your mind. And I'm sure there was some money involved too, but you made up your mind you want to stay.
Yes, sir.
And you motivation for that, was it Coach Silverfield or just that you're a Razorback, always a Razorback?
A little bit of both. My decision on staying dictated of who we brought in because, again, like, I take my future serious, and I wanted to know that I had the right guy to help me lead, to help lead me in the direction of, you know, success, and let alone, like, being in a position to where I could help myself and my family. So that's what played a big part of my
life. You and KJ Jackson both on that day of the press conference, I think, said you were coming back. And so a lot of high expectations for you. Right. You know, I think you were second-team All-SEC, first-team on some polls. And do you have that personal expectation you'd like to have? Obviously, your best year individually you've ever had. You have a certain goal, how many sacks, how many hurries that you'd like to get this year, that kind of thing?
I'm going to always shoot for the stars. My dad always told me, like, never settle for less than your best. So I kind of, you know, I was doing that. So I settled for 8 to 9 last year. So I kind of cut myself short. So I had multiple people telling me aim for 15. So if I can get 15, that'd be cool.
That would be outstanding.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So. Yeah, you are playing against some of the best players in America in the SEC, and so and you got them. You know, Georgia, LSU, Texas. It's not like you're playing against easy teams to be able to create those kind of stats. And is that something you take personally? You know that you're playing against the best tackles in America?
Yes, sir. You know, they say the SEC is like a minor, smaller league of the NFL, and you know, being able to compete against those guys weekly allows me to, you know, build my confidence and showcase my talents for the next step of life. Because, you know, if I can do it against them, you know what I'm saying, the difference between college and SEC is, those are grown men, and you know, they've experienced thousands and thousands of players like me. And then, you know, you get those guys who I go against every Saturday who experience, you know, 4 to 3 years of people like me. So everybody's style is different. Just learning how to adapt to everybody's playing scheme.
You had some good numbers last year. The defense as a whole did not. So it was a disappointing performance overall. I know that's something you'd like to see change. What about your new defensive coordinator and the new personnel you had? You think you guys can turn the corner from where you were last year from a results standpoint?
Yeah, I definitely think we can. Coach Roberts, he has done a great job of, you know, getting the right guys to fit his scheme. And Coach Silverfield has, you know, done the same thing as well. And I really can't complain. Coach Silverfield and Coach Roberts has the scheme of, you know, putting me in different positions to where I can also be successful as well. So we just went to Saturday.
You know, Sutton Smith is here, and if I'm remember correctly, on this 65-yard run, you went upfield a little bit, and he cut up underneath it, didn't he? You guys ever talk about that play?
Yeah, we did. I kind of got a lot of criticism on that play, especially from like social media, and I tend like to zone everything out. But like, a lot of people don't know. Like, again, it's a collective. Sure. It's a team.
It's a team thing.
We all have assignments.
That's right.
So on my assignments, I was supposed to take a specific person, and somebody else was supposed to pick him up.
Gotcha.
you know, that was Usher Real. I'm not throwing nobody under the bus.
Yeah, that was listen, it's great that you have him over here. I mean, he was the guy who watched them play last year that they were scrappers and came back and got it done. That's the kind of play. And then Caden Kittler is here with you. We talked to him. He's a solid guy, too.
Right. I definitely agree. Both guys work hard. You know, they've earned everything that they have. And I'm expecting big things from them as well.
Anybody you got circled on the schedule that you look forward to really playing more than somebody else? I mean, you got the toughest schedule in America, most people say. But is there one team that you really look forward to this year that you're really looking forward to playing?
I'm going to say this, like, I fear no man and I fear no team.
So. Yeah. Well, I know you don't fear, but is there one you'd really like to kick their butt more than another one?
I'm going to tell you this. Anybody can get it.
Okay.
They got. I'm not going against them. They're going against me. So.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. I like that. Well, you know, of course, you do the Sunday show on Fishing Arkansas.
Right.
Big Sarge.
Big Sarge. Yeah.
Big Sarge loves
Shout
you.
To my guy.
Yeah. And you love to fish. You love to do the outdoors thing. Have you been doing that this summer up in Fayetteville? You've been down North Little Rock or what?
A lot of the fishing and outdoor stuff I do is back at home because it's more southern, it's more areas and lakes, body of water and all that stuff. And, you know, up living in NWA, Northwest Arkansas is more like channels, creeks, smaller rivers, and that's fly fishing territory, smallmouth and all that stuff. So you really can't get into, like, the good fishing up in NWA, not unless somebody would help me out.
Well, I was about to say, listen, we know about NIL, so there's nobody that's got more endorsements than John Daly. He's got every – I could see a Ranger boat, something, a Quincy Rose Ranger boat. Yeah, I don't know who your agent is, but you need to start doing those deals now, right?
Johnny Morris, you got to get our man here.
You got to. I mean, you're a largemouth bass guy, right,
yes,
for the most part?
Yes,
okay,
so that'd be a blessing. Like, to be honest, I always wanted a nice boat, and I know my plans eventually were to get within the next year or two, especially after being done with collegiate football and having more money to, you know, go spend things on.
Yeah.
Spend more money on things that I like, you know, that would definitely be a purchase of mine.
I think I did see a nice new car, right? Did you get that? Is that right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I can't afford that car, man.
I drive a Hellcat Red Eye jailbreak.
Yeah.
I've always been into cars.
700 horsepower in that?
No, I'm probably like 1,100, 1,200.
Is that right? Okay.
So I'm waiting on all my parts to get in, but right now I'm at 880. I just replaced my supercharger on my car because my old supercharger, my blower to my car had ate itself because it was like overspinning with the stuff that I had did to it. So my mechanic at Hiwassee Motorsports in Hiwassee, Arkansas, had bought me the Kong 2650, if y'all know what that is.
No, we have no idea what you're talking about.
I would have to show y'all a video, but oh, boy. Okay,
so you got to be careful, though, with all that speed and power, right?
Yeah. Believe it or not, like, I don't see how people get in trouble for speeding because, you know what I'm saying, I got too much to lose. But just hearing it, hearing the motor, just hearing the ground shake, it's just like, it give me goosebumps because, like, I think about, like, Fast and Furious, like Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, you know, they had the little moment where they was at the, like, the quarter mile.
I had no idea you were a car guy, speed guy.
What?
Forget the boat.
I went to TX2K for spring break. If you know what that is, it's like a big racing event.
Okay.
In Texas at some parkway or whatever. It's past. If I'm not mistaken, like. Nah, I ain't even gonna say it because I'm like a clown, but it's in Texas.
Yeah.
But
are you like getting a NASCAR or any of that? You like NASCAR?
I never been.
Okay.
I never been.
You need to do that. You didn't love the speed. I mean, you know, 200 miles an hour, and it's impressive. We know you got stuff to do.
I get them with Moto and college racing team. I'm with both of them now. So.
Listen, I'm telling you, JD's got the connections, Quincy. Now, you also, too, before I let you go, you represent, to me, I think, Trey, you're Central Arkansas.
Yes, sir.
You know, we don't have as many players coming out of Central Arkansas than back when I played. I mean, remember, Joe, we would have 12 guys from Little Rock Central and all that. So is that something that you do take pride in? You
know,
North Little Rock High School, right?
Yes, sir. I definitely do.
Yeah, one of the few Central Arkansas guys we have.
I definitely do. It means a lot coming, you know, from Little Rock because, again, like, we have to get it out the mud. Everything we do back at home, we got to grind for it, and nothing was easy, especially, you know, growing up in that area. And, you know, like I said, I give God all the glory, and, you know, I was fortunate to have my dad in my life, so he kept me grounded. He knew what he wanted for me at an early age. And my family, they always supported me. That's really about it.
Quincy, I have one question for you. Do you think that this team is taking on Ryan Silverfield's exuberance, his fire, his passion? Because I think fans last year didn't think that Coach Pittman had a lot of that. Do you think that this team is kind of reflective of your head coach?
From last year or now?
Right now.
Oh, we don't have no choice. Like, the standard is the standard. And, you know, if you don't want to embrace the standard, go out the door. And, you know, for me, I'm due for a win, if you get what I'm saying. So I'm grinding every day, you know, in the D-line room, trying to help out the guys. And, you know, they help me too. I'm in there with Coach Wilk and Coach Kanji. You know, they have done a great job of preparing us and get ready for the season.
Well, Chris, we'll let you run, man. Good luck. We'll see you, obviously, every weekend. Proud of your success and hope you have a really, really big year this year.
Yes, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And now we'll hear you on Sundays on Fishing, yes, Fishing Arkansas.
Yes,
big
yes,
charge.
Sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, NFL, man.
Come on, yeah, listen.
Appreciate
we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Quincy
Rhodes
Jr. Loyalty, too.